I'm going to have Jared, you pull that microphone a little bit closer.
Testing, testing.
Yeah, you're on, buddy. You're on. Sorry. Yeah, phone lines, for whatever reason, when you're running a show and it's all phone line incorporated and it's digital, Jared, it can be a headache.
Well, when it comes to technology or phones, usually it's operator error with me, so it could be me.
No, it wasn't you. It was us. Jared Dawson with the Dawson Family Farm and, of course, the sunflower fields. Jared, I was out on Monday afternoon with the kids. Again, the fields are open, sun up to sundown. And Johnny Fish, is it, your cousin?
Yep, Johnny Fish kind of started the movement about 6 or 7 years ago now. So.
And this year there are three fields, one for those that have survived cancer, one that field that is dedicated to those that have lost a loved one to cancer, and, of course, another field for those that are actually going through a cancer treatment.
Absolutely. And you know what I've learned? I don't think there's a human being on the planet that has not been affected by cancer.
Absolutely. I think all of us have been touched by some way or another. I know your father-in-law is going through some treatments as well, so we wish him the best of luck. But for those folks that have never been out to the sunflower field, it's an absolutely free of charge. All we ask is that, you know, follow the parking signs and just kind of stay on the paths.
That's it. Yep, it's absolutely free. And we, like you said, we have the one field honoring those we've lost, one supporting those who are kind of in the midst of the battle, and one that's kind of for celebrating those who've gotten beyond it.
And I did see somewhere, Jared, on social media, maybe it was on your posting, that the sunflower field's very well known for travelers that come in, not only from Albert Lea, Freeborn County, Northern Iowa, but from outside the area as well.
It's amazing. During the week, we find a lot of local people swing in during the week. And what I mean by local is Albert Lea, Austin, Mankato, Rochester, and everywhere in between, Mason City. And then on the weekends, they really come from a distance, which is pretty cool.
Absolutely. And so let's kind of go back. Was this the third year, Jared, that you've had the field, or 4 years?
This is the third year in Albert Lea, having one in Albert Lea. There were the other fields up in the metro, and it continued to be. But third year in Albert Lea. And to be honest, when we first talked about it, I didn't know if it would really work in Albert Lea, just because the metro area ones were kind of a novelty. We're in an agricultural area, and I'm like, I'm not so sure people are going to come and look at sunflowers in southern Minnesota, but boy, do they.
Absolutely. And, you know, the sunflowers themselves, I mean, there's got to be different varieties there, Jared, that Johnny's brought down to actually help you plant with, because there are some smaller sunflower flowers, and then there's some huge, gigantic ones.
We just kind of, yeah, it's kind of a hodgepodge and a mix of whatever ended up in the hopper, basically.
And we should also mention that you had a little accident with the tractor. You've got pictures of the accident. Thank goodness you're okay. The tractor did survive, and you had some good friends to help you pull the tractor upright.
That's right. That's how much of a farmer I am. I can figure out how to take a WD-45 and flip it absolutely upside down.
We mentioned it is free, and of course, as you're coming into the sunflower fields, there is a donation. It's not required to make a donation, but any little bit helps, because we'd like to continue this tradition.
Absolutely, and I'm not sure exactly what the future of the other fields. This one has become a wild success, and we'll make some decisions on this one. I know some of the other ones will discontinue up in the metro, but it is amazing. It is a hub for the best of humanity, I've noticed so far. Now, people say, oh, don't say that, because something could happen tomorrow. Something could happen tomorrow or Sunday, but it's the people are absolutely amazing.
And very polite folks as they come into the family farm, because your family farm has been in the family for a number of years, Jared.
Yeah, we bought it 12 years ago, 13 years ago, and yeah, it's an old retired dairy operation, and we always joke around. We even have a little jingle we put together where it's not an operating farm. There's no income generated, but we do have a fair share of sunflower smiles.
Absolutely. And again, it's open from sun up to sundown. For those folks that are wondering where the actual fields are, if you head up Highway 13, when you get to Manchester, the bend in the road, just take a right-hand turn. That's County Road 25. You're going to down, what, a mile approximately?
About a mile and a quarter, yep. The old log cabin sits by the road on the north side of old Highway 25.
Other issues or other things you want to bring up? I know, and I got to plug you, because your daughters and your wife did sing 2 years in a row now the national anthem at the Preborn County Fair. Beautiful voices. Your family is very musically inclined. And you'll have a show, I'm guessing, maybe at Christmas time as well?
We did one last year. I was able to talk my family into it and raise some money for the fields. And they did that. And we had a good time. And we'll see if I can pull them back up on stage this next Christmas.
We'll have to get you up there as well. You're on stage, but you're videotaping.
I'm on stage. Well, you know, when it comes to the show, I'm on stage, but I do a little banjo, a little bass, a little saxophone, a little this and that. So,
as always, I appreciate the time you stopping in this morning. And again, you do have some sponsors that help out with the Sunflower Fields. I know Bayview Freeborn Funeral Home is a big supporter of the funeral home. Or of the fields.
Yeah, they stepped up a couple years ago and said, hey, what can we do to help? And so they help each year. And then my business is Encore Single Level Homes, which funds quite a bit of it. And then the Dawson Family Christmas Show. So that's what we've got. And we appreciate you letting us chat about it on Party Line. It's one of my favorite stories. 2 days ago, I have a couple who's visited 3 times from Edina this year so far. And they said, you know, whenever we get on the road and drive, we always drive north. But we decided to go south. And southern Minnesota is like a paradise. So I'm kind of a transplant. I came from the metro area. This is now my home. But, yeah, it's really nice to see some of the people appreciate southern Minnesota.
Absolutely. Spread the word, folks. Do you know, Jared, time frame, how long your fields will remain open? I know we had a little frost, but how far you're going to continue?
Yeah, they survived that pretty well. The flowers look really, really good. I'll do an update each night at 5 so people look at them before they make the drive. But for sure, we think they're going to last till Sunday of this week, so October 2nd, sundown, and we'll kind of play it by ear from there.
What do you do with the actual sunflowers with the seeds?
We're going to try to use them. I mean, you can actually combine those. You can actually harvest those. It depends on how late we plant or how they dry down. But we'll use those for whether it's bird feeders or whether it's livestock or the goats and the alpacas love them. So we'll try to use as many of those as we can. And one other thing, too, is if you happen to go on that site, on Spread the Sunshine, and post some pictures, we really try to let people know that can't get out to the fields, maybe senior citizens in a nursing care situation. They love flipping through those photos of families and dogs and kids. And
feeding the alpacas.
And the alpacas, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I kept the kids back a little ways, so. But they had a good time watching the goats anyway.
That's right.
Jared Dawson with the Sunflower Fields again. Just head up Highway 13 north when you get to the bend in the road in Manchester. Take a right-hand turn. You go down about a mile and a quarter. You'll see the old log cabin right on your left-hand side. And they're there to enjoy. Bring the camera and take as many pictures as you like and share them on Facebook.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, Mike and Kate Radio, and all you do for the county.
Thank you. Jared Dawson from Fish Sunflower Fields here just outside of Albert Lea. Make sure you get up this weekend. I know it's going to be a beautiful weekend, so take part in the Sunflower Fields.